间了，自从上次见了大家，已经过去好久了。
And so it is such a privilege to gather together, even in this way, on Easter Sunday to celebrate the resurrection.
就算是以这种方式能够和大家来见面，也是觉得很荣幸，因为这是复活节的早晨。
The most important Sunday of the Christian year, if you want to place one above the other in importance.
如果你想做评个哪个优先次序，哪个更重要的话，这对基督徒的这个日历来讲，今天是最重要的一天。
Probably not this year because of the pandemic, but in any given year, there's probably 1 billion Christians around the world that gather on Resurrection Sunday to remember God's resurrection.
可能不是这个今年，因为今年是这个大流行病的年。但是通常呢，每年这个时候，全球有10亿的基督徒会聚集在一起，因为主耶稣的复活来庆祝。
There are many, many proofs of the resurrection, and we need to look at those proofs to strengthen ourselves in our belief in the resurrection.
然后呢，有就是复活这件事呢，有很多的证据。那我们需要就是来再次来看这些，来增强我们的信心。
This is one of the very, very important doctrines of Christianity that we believe in Jesus' resurrection.
就是。对我们基督徒一个最重要的教义就是我们相信主耶稣的复活。
So it is that we do look at all of the proofs. There are many, many infallible proofs that God has given us in the Bible to strengthen our faith in the resurrection.
就是在圣经中神给了我们很多确凿的证据来证明复活这件事情是要来增强我们的信心。
However, it still remains that after we have looked at all of the fallible proofs that we believe in Jesus, it is by faith that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
就是我们凭着信心相信的耶稣就是这位复活的耶稣。
And so I wanted to if I can get my screen to, I don't know, my screen's not moving. What's the problem?
然后布牧师大概需要一段时间来让他的这个
声音。Your client connection. let's see if I can get it to move. I don't know.
他要看这个幻灯片能不能往前进。
Oh, there we go.
We missed the two. We missed the two. You have
okay.
Two.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm going to share this for you. So just let me know when you want to move forward, and then I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Okay. All right. I took this many infallible proofs from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 3, where Saint Luke is writing to people and he wants us to consider the infallible proofs of the resurrection of Jesus.
我们知道路加福音是使徒行传是路加写的，那他在里边就是确证了很多这种确凿的证据来证明主耶稣基督的复活。
Yeah, we could consider a few things out of these verses if you have time to look at them sometime in the future, but
如果有时间，你来将来看这些经文的话，你可以看。
One of the things that Luke wanted starts out the book of Acts with, it says, "O Theophilus," which just simply means "friend of God."
使徒行传路加福音，路加医生是这么开始，他说：“提亚菲罗，菲罗啊，这个提亚菲罗的意思是神的朋友。”
And then Luke goes on to tell him, he says, in the first letter I wrote to you, that is the Gospel of Luke, I wanted to consider all of the events and important things in the life of Jesus up until his ascension back to heaven.
就是路加说我已经做了前书，这个前书就是前面的路加福音，他说论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上天的日子为止。
And then he goes on to say about Jesus showing himself for the resurrection and then the many infallible proofs that we have that Jesus did resurrect from the grave.
就是他受害之后他从坟墓里出来复活他用许多确凿的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒和众人看。
This is evidence that we all ought to look at and we all ought to consider.
这都是我们需要看和思想的证据。
I have on my outline this morning, I think it's also included in the bulletin, 22 reasons why I believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
我在今天呢，就是这个幻灯片里边列了22条，我们为什么可以相信耶稣的证据，原因。
If anyone would happen to want a copy of this PowerPoint, you can simply email me. I'll be glad to send you a copy if you would so like.
就是如果大家谁想要这个幻灯片，其实今天早晨教会的周报里边已经把这个发出去了，你可以问温牧师要。
So they told us when I was in seminary studying how to make a sermon that you should never have over more than 2 or 3 different points.
在我们神学院学习的时候，通常就讲说，你最多不要你做的这个要点不能超过2-3点。
So this morning I have about 22 points, which would be enough for 7 or 8 sermons, I guess.
所以我今天早上列了22点，大概可以讲7到8次的证道。
So are you prepared to stay until about 5 o'clock this afternoon?
大家准备好可以待到今天下午5点了吗?
Well, these 22 points, let's take them individually and let's go through them rather quickly so I can share all of them with you.
因为这22点都是一个比较简短的,我们可以一个一个看,所以在很短的时间我们可以把它过一遍。
My wife just asked me if I was teasing or if I was serious about keeping you to 5 o'clock.
我太太刚刚温师母刚刚问我是不是在开玩笑，但是我是认真的，要给大家讲到今天下午五点。
She likes to hear me preach, but I don't think she would like to hear me preach that long. So.
我太太喜欢听我讲到，但是我不知道她是不是想听我讲到下午五点。
But even after we take a look at these 22 different.Proofs of the resurrection of Jesus, it still comes down to a choice that we make to either believe or not to believe.
就算是我们看了这个22条这个确据，就是主耶稣复活的确据，到最后呢，你还是要做一个决定，你到底是要相信还是不相信。
The first point that I would like to point out to you is that Jesus predicted that he would rise from the dead.
第一点我要说的，主耶稣他自己预言他会从死里复活。
Because Jesus was the Son of God, he knew that his coming death was going to be in Jerusalem, and he also knew of his resurrection that would follow 3 days later.
因为主耶稣是神的儿子，所以他知道他会在耶路撒冷受害受死，但是三天以后他会从死里复活。
Jesus told his disciples, even though they might not have understood, that he plainly had the power to lay down his life and to take it back up again.
主耶稣虽然他的门徒都是并不理解，但是他很清楚明了地告诉他，他有权利把生命舍了，也有权把它给取回来。
And it was Peter that declared, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得是最先说你是基督永生神的儿子。
And it was at that time that Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer death in Jerusalem, but also to be raised again on the third day.
但是主耶稣那时候也同时告诉他们，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Anyone can predict their own resurrection, but only God, Jesus could fulfill such a prediction.
任何人都可以说我将来会复活，但是只有耶稣，神的儿子可以成就这样的预言。
Okay, let's go to the next slide. And Jesus really was dead. Jesus really did die on the cross.
主耶稣的确在十字架上死了。
There's a strong reason why that we bring up this point.
这有一个 一个很强有力的一个原因，就是我们必须要讲这一点。为什么要讲这一点？
Someone in the past who didn't really believe in the resurrection said that Jesus didn't really die. He was just kind of passed out on the cross, and then when they buried him in the coolness of the tomb, that his body revived and he walked out of the tomb.
就是在过去，有些人他不相信主耶稣的复活，他就说主耶稣他没有真正的在十字架上死，他不过就是昏过去了，所以把他放在这个冰冷的坟墓里边，他就又活过来，所以他就走出了坟墓。
But of course, they don't take into account who moved the stone that weighed about 2 to 5 tons, and they didn't how that Jesus in a swoon state could have moved the stone away from the mouth of the tomb.
他们但是这些这样讲的人，他没有考虑到，没有想到说这个坟墓的门口有一块大石头，这个石头大概有2到5吨重。那主耶稣已经受伤那么严重，他是如何靠自己一个人的力量把这个石头给挪开的？
And yes, Jesus really died on the cross. The Roman soldiers were experts in putting people to death, and they knew when a person had died.
主耶稣的确是在十字架上死了。这个罗马的军兵，他们在就是处死犯人、处死人方面是专家，他们一定会确定这个在十字架上的人是死了。
And then we take note that Jesus's body was embalmed, and then he was buried in the tomb.
我们再一点就是我们知道说主耶稣他的身体被这个香料和细麻布所包裹，并且被安放在坟墓里。
Sometimes we think about when the body was beingwrapped in the cloth, that it was just the cloth that was wrapped, but actually there would be a layer of cloth, and then there would be the spices and them that would perform kind of a resin or a glue like that would seal the body within the wrappings.
有的时候我们可能就以为说，哦，这个身体不过就是把一层布把它包起来，但是当时的这个风俗呢，它的这个除了是这个好，其实是好几层的布，然后在这个布里面有很多的香料，这个香料就有点像是那个胶一样，就是把这个整个的这个就是这个身体和这个布呢包得严严实实的。
Because Jesus was crucified on the day of preparation, that is the day of preparation for the Sabbath, as sometimes it's misunderstood, and some people think it's the day of preparation for the Passover, but no, it was the Passover was already finished, it was the preparation for the Sabbath.
主耶稣是在预备日，就是那天被钉十字架的。有的人会误解，认为这个预备日是在这个预备日实际上是给那个安息日准备的，而不是说在那个逾越节之前。当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，这个逾越节已经过去了，是星期，这预备日是星期五。
And because they didn't want the body hanging on the crosses during over the Sabbath day, they hurriedly took the body down and prepared it just temporarily for burial, but they wrapped it in clothes and with spices, even though it wasn't done completely, they had used a lot of material already.
就是因为他们不想在安息日还把人的这个身体留在十字架上，所以他们就把它给取下来。当然，他们就是很快的这样的包裹它，尽管不是一个完全的对他的一个身体的预备，但是还是用了很多的香料，用了很多的这个布把它给包起来。
And another proof of the resurrection is that the disciples didn't expect the resurrection of Jesus.
另外一个这个复活的证据就是他本自己的门徒们并没有期待耶稣复活。
They were as surprised as anyone else when Jesus resurrected.
当主耶稣复活之后，他们就和别人一样的震惊。
As they watched him die, they were truly heartbroken because they really didn't expect the resurrection. In fact, they lost hope at that particular time.
然后呢，当他们看到主耶稣被钉十字架死的时候，他们真的是心非常非常的难过痛苦，因为他们就像别人一样，他们没有期待这个复活。
Okay, let's go to the next slide.Okay, another proof of the resurrection is the women saw him first.
另外一个复活的证据就是妇女们是先看到他的那群人。
The reason that is important is because in that day, in that time, the testimony of a woman was not reliable or considered reliable, and so anyone would not expect the women to be the first to give testimony of his resurrection.
这一点之所以重要，就是在那个时代，这个女人的这个证词是不被认为是可信的，也就是完全就是不考虑的。所以呢，他在这个里面，他用这个妇女们先看到他作为一个证据，这个是很不寻常的。
Not only the disciples did not expect a resurrection, but no one believed it when it was first announced of the resurrection.
然后不仅他的门徒不相信，没有期待这个复活，就是没有任何一个人当看到他的这个复活的时候，就是相信。
You remember when the women came and told the disciples didn't believe it. They said, no, no, this just can't happen.
然后记不记得当这个妇女回去报告给门徒说她复活了，这个门徒的反应就是不可能，这个是以为这些妇女在胡言。
The last thing they expected to happen on that Sunday morning was to get news of the resurrection of Jesus.
他们简直就是完全没有想到，在那个主日的早晨，就是能够听到说主耶稣复活的消息，这是他们绝对不会期待的一件事。
It wasn't only Thomas that doubted, but it was all of the disciples doubted, and that they were all convinced at a later time.
然后呢？不仅仅是多马不相信，其实其余的门徒也都不相信，只有到后边一段时间他们才开始相信。
And another is the Jews tried to cover it up. They really believed that it happened, but they wanted to cover it up.
另外就是犹太人，他们实际上是知道这个真的复活相信了，但他们也想要掩盖这个复活的事实。
If the body was still in the grave, why were the Jews so concerned about covering it up?
如果这个耶稣的身体还在这个坟墓里，那为什么这个犹太的这些宗教领袖，他们很在意要去把掩盖这个事实呢？
The only reasonable explanation is that the tomb was really empty.
这一个唯一的合理的解释就是这个坟墓的确是空的。
Otherwise, they would have just gone and got the body and shown it to everybody, and the story would have been over.
然后他们不然的话，他们就是把耶稣的身体带出来给大家看看，那个谣言就不攻自破了。
Okay, we're ready for the next slide there, please. Well, another is that the stone was rolled away.
再一个证据就是石头被挪走了。
This stone was very, very heavy, weighed from 2 to 5 tons. That's a heavy stone.
那个石头是很重的，大概它的重量有2到5吨，那是一个很大很重的石头。
It would have taken several strong men to have rolled the stone away, and they would have not been able to have done it in the presence of the guards that were surrounding.
然后这个要挪动这个石头，需要很多很强壮的人去把这个石头给推开。那么这在就是说，有这个警卫、罗马兵丁的看守的情况下是不可能发生的。
Well, if the disciples didn't roll the stone away, the Roman guards would have stopped them, but the Jews had no reason to roll the stone away.
如果不是他的门徒去把这个石头给挪走，因为旁边有警，那个罗马士兵不会让他们这样做的。那犹太人当然也更不会把石头给挪走。
The Romans as well would have not had any motivation to roll the stone away and to risk being caught.
然后罗马人当然也更没有任何动机去把这个石头给挪走，然后被逮着。
If you want to know who rolled the stone away, it was God who rolled the stone away.
你想知道是谁把这个石头给挪走了吗？是神自己把石头给挪走了。
And the one who resurrected Jesus from the dead is the same one who rolled the stone away.
就是从死里复活的耶稣基督，就是那位把石头给挪走的。
The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out of the tomb, but to allow witnesses into the tomb to see that it really was empty.
这个石头挪走并不是为了让主耶稣能够走出坟墓，而是可以让见证人可以进到坟墓里去看这个坟墓是空的，主耶稣已经不在那里了。
The angels testified to the resurrection.
然后天使见证神的耶稣的复活。
And so, when John wrote about this, to the Jews, angels always signified a special message from God.
对犹太人来讲，这个天使总是代表了神一个特别的信息。
In the Old Testament, angels were sent by God to announce very important events.
在旧约里边，天使会被神差遣去宣布很重要的特别的信息。
And now at this important time, the angels come and announce that he is not here, he is risen.
在这个时候，天使就进到，就在这个特别的时刻，天使就宣告说他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And this next point is very meaningful to me, and it thrills my heart and brings joy to my heart when I think about this.
这下一点呢，就是对我来讲是非常的有意义，然后也给我心里带来特别的喜悦，就是这一点。
If someone had come to steal the body of Jesus away, they would have just ripped the grave clothes off and taken the body and thrown the grave clothes in any way, but the grave clothes were still there, just at the shape of Jesus' body, just like Jesus had come out of the grave clothes.
然后呢，这一点就是说，如果真的是有人去偷了这个耶稣的身体，那他肯定就是胡乱的把这个裹尸布呢给他抛开或怎么样，然后就扔在一边。但是呢，主耶稣的这个包裹耶稣的这个细麻布呢，却是整整齐齐的，好像就像一个茧似的放在那儿，然后主耶稣从里边出来。
Just like something like a butterfly would come out of a cocoon.
就像一个蝴蝶从这个茧里边出来一样。
Let's go to the next slide, please. Yeah. Okay. Now, an important proof of.
另外一个很重要的证据就是。
Jesus showed his wounds to doubting Thomas.
主耶稣向多疑的多马展示了他的伤痕。
So if you think that it was a little too much and it's hard to believe and you've had doubts along the way, just realize that you're not the first person who has doubted, but Jesus wants to take away all of those doubts.
就是你想象，如果你觉得这个太神太多了，你没有办法相信，那你也不是第一个。那主耶稣像当时的多马也是相信的，主耶稣想真的是挪去我们所有的怀疑和疑惑。
Can you go back one slide? I think we went one too far. Can you? Have you got a reverse on it? Yeah, there we go. Now, another proof of Jesus' resurrection, he ate with his disciples.
主耶稣另外一个复活的证据就是他和门徒一起吃饭。
But ghosts are images, they don't eat fish.
我们知道这个魂呢，它是只是一个好像是空的，它不能吃东西。
Some people say, oh, it's just imagination, just wishful thinking.
有的人就说，哦，这不过是一个他们所想要发生的，是他们的一个幻觉。
They saw what they wanted to see, they just saw an image of Jesus.
他们是想看到他们所希望看到的，他们看到的不过是主耶稣的一个幻象。
Oh, but images and wishful thinking don't eat fish.
但是幻象跟这个你所想象出来的东西，它是没有办法吃鱼的。
And Jesus stayed with them for 40 days.
然后主耶稣跟他们同在40天。
If Jesus had just appeared a time once or twice, shortly after the resurrection, people could possibly say this is, they were in such emotional grief that they saw what they wanted to see.
如果主耶稣只是在出现了一次两次，那别人可以说，那可能因为他们非常的伤心，非常的思念主耶稣，所以他们看到的不过是幻想。
Let's flip over to the next slide now, if you don't mind.
但是主耶稣跟他们同在40天。
Now the tomb really was empty.
这个坟墓的确是空的。
Yes, there was no body there because many people went in and inspected and it just wasn't there.
然后很多人进到这个坟墓里也查看了，但是那个里边坟墓的确是空的。
And no one ever found the body of Jesus.
没有，从来没有人找到耶稣的身体。
When the early church was all proclaiming about the resurrection of Jesus, if somebody had gone and found the body of Jesus, it would have made all of this of none effect, but no one ever found the body of Jesus.
如果早期的基督徒都在宣称耶稣的基督的复活，如果说有任何人能够找到这个耶稣，就是进到坟，就是在什么地方找到耶稣的身体，那就可以证明基督徒所讲的都不是真的，都没有效果。
And so those who want to deny the resurrection of Jesus, they have to answer this fundamental question of which there is no answer to, what happened to the body of Jesus?
对那些真的想要就是否认耶稣基督复活的人，那他们必须要回答一个很基本的问题，就是那主耶稣的身体在什么地方呢？
And then again, Jesus appeared to many people.
然后再还有就是主耶稣向很多的人显现。
Some Bible scholars say that Jesus appeared after his resurrection at least 15 different times on the earth.
就是有些圣经学者说，在主耶稣基督复活之后，他在地球在这个世界地球上大概出现了15次之多。
And so, consequently, whether he appeared 15 times, we do know and we can prove that he appeared at least 10 or 11 or 12 times.
就是说不管说是不是15次，但是我们至少可以证明他出现了10到11次。
Oh, and some of those times were so precious if you stop to think about them.
有些这个他出现的时刻是非常的宝贵，如果你停下来仔细想想。
Oh, Jesus appeared to the women first. I think how Jesus always came to the poor and the needy first of all.
就是主耶稣首先是向这些妇女显现，就我们知道说主耶稣他首先真的是在意的是那些贫穷的和那些困苦的。
When he came to earth, he came in a poor stable. He didn't come in the palace of a king.
当他来到这个世界的时候，他在一个破旧的马槽里出生，他不是在宫殿里出生。
He appeared to those disciples whom he loved very much.
后来主耶稣向他所深爱的门徒显现。
And then he appeared on the road to Emmaus. This is my favorite, I think.
然后再一个，他就是在向去以马忤斯的路上的两个门徒显现，这是我最喜欢的一部分。
The first several months that my wife and I were first missionaries on the island of North Caicos.
当我跟我太太在那个一个岛上刚开始做宣教士的时候。
We didn't have any transportation, and so consequently we would walk the road up and down through the village.
当时没有什么交通工具，所以呢，我们就在那个村。
Walk beside them, we had fellowship. Of those walking along on the road, and Jesus falling in beside of them and walking with them and talking with them.
所以呢，我能想到主耶稣在我头脑中就是一幅很珍贵的一个图像，就是主耶稣跟他的门徒同行，然后就是一起交谈。
And Jesus showed himself in these ways that was to be proof and to strengthen the faith of those who loved him and believed in him.
就是主耶稣向那些爱他、相信他的人，有很多有这种方式跟他们同行来显现。
Oh, he appeared to the disciples in the upper room, and he appeared to 500 people at once.
他也在楼上向他的门徒显现，关上门的，就是把门关起来的门徒显现，同时也向500人显现。
And then the Apostle Paul, writing in his writing some 30 years later, commented on seeing Christ that revealed himself to him.
然后30年之后，使徒保罗也记下来说，他曾经见过这个复活的耶稣。
And he appeared to doubting Thomas.
他也向这个 怀疑的多玛显现。
And he showed Thomas his wounds, and he invited Thomas to touch his wounds.
他向多玛展示了他的伤钉痕，然后他也邀请多玛来探探他的伤痕。
You cannot touch a ghost or an image.
你不能去摸一个，就是一个图像或者就是一个鬼魂。
But when Thomas saw Jesus in this way, it removed all of his doubts.
当主多马就是这样亲眼看到的耶稣的时候，这个他的所有的这个怀疑都消失了。
Okay, and then letter Q, if you can find that for me, please. Yeah, let's see, we've already done this slide. Let's go to the next one. Yes, please. There we go. The disciples were.Utterly transformed.
然后耶稣的门徒就被彻底的改变。
They were poor and they were weak and they were afraid, on many occasions. But now they became very bold in preaching the gospel of Jesus.
他们在以前在很多方面就是又贫穷又软弱又可怜，但是他们现在却是完全的被改变，变得很刚强，就是很勇敢的去宣扬主耶稣复活的信息。
The first time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection, when they were gathered together, they were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Romans.
就是第一次主耶稣向他们众人显现的时候，他们其实是因为害怕罗马人，就躲在门后边，把门也关得严严实实的。
But now they became so bold that they were willing to stand up in front of thousands of people and proclaim the name of Jesus.
但是他们现在变得如此的勇敢，他们可以站在几千人面前，就是宣称主耶稣基督是子。
And as we study about the early Christians, there was significant agreement between the early Christians and belief in the resurrection.
然后我们在研究那个早期基督徒的历史的时候，我们可以看出来这个里边有就是很强的这个证据显示说早期的基督徒都相信主耶稣的复活。
Not only the Jewish Christians that believed, but it was also the Gentiles.
不单单是说这个犹太人的基督徒，包括这些外邦的基督徒，外邦人，原来是外邦人的相信的基督徒。
And wherever the gospel went, it produced converts who joined in proclaiming the risen Christ.
不管福音传到什么地方，就有相信的人，就是他们会相信的人就会宣扬这个复活的信息。
And the disciples, wherever they went, the center point of their preaching was the resurrection of Jesus.
不管说这个门徒到什么地方，他们所要告诉罪人的信息就是主耶稣基督的复活。
And today that we preach more about the cross and the sufferings of Jesus, but in the early church, I believe it can be documented that they preach more about the resurrection of Jesus.
今天我们会传讲以十字架和主耶稣基督那个受苦受难的这个信息，但是我们有足够的，就是有很多的确就是资料证据表示，早期的基督徒他们传讲的是复活的信息。
Okay, let's go to the next slide there, my brother. Mm-hmm.
Next one, 雨辰下一个。
Yes, yeah. So they believed in the resurrection so much that they were willing to die.
他们如此的相信复活，然后他们甚至愿意为了这个见证复活的事实而死而殉道。
And so...And then we come back to people, well, let's stay there just a moment. They died. People didn't die for something that was just made up or make-believe, but they believed so strongly and firmly that they died.
没有人说是会为一个就是编捏造出来的东西而去牺牲去殉道，但是只有说他们是非常强烈的相信他们所见证的事实，他们才会为此而死。
Now, for approximately 2,000 years, no one has ever produced a solid answer to what happened to the body of Jesus if he didn't rise from the grave.
2,000 年以来，就是没有人能给出一个令人信服的答案，就是对于说这个问题，就是说，如果耶稣没有复活，那他的身体去哪儿了呢？
And let's go to the next slide, please. Yes. Okay. And if we could count them today, how many Christians would be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus?
如果今天我们可以数一数到底有多少人在一起来庆祝来宣称主耶稣基督的复活。
Is there another slide there, or is that the end of the slide presentation? Yes. Okay.
One more.
Yeah. So the question is that the angel asked the people seeking Jesus at the grave, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, for he is risen as he said.
天使对那些来坟墓里来寻找主耶稣基督身体的人说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
And so, let the people of God rejoice.
所以愿神的子民欢欣。
He is risen.
他复活了。
He is risen indeed.
他的确真的复活了。
On Resurrection Sunday, how appropriate is it that we, when we greet each other, we say, He is risen.
当在主这个主耶稣基督复活的主日，那么我们彼此来跟大家打招呼，说他复活了，是多么的合适。
And the answer to that is yes, he is risen indeed.
然后当别人这样跟你打招呼说他复活了，我们一个很好的回答就是说他的确复活了。
And so. We've talked about the infallible proofs of Jesus' resurrection. Now let's make just a few more observations.
所以我们刚才讲到了主耶稣复活的这种确据，那我们再看别的几个观察。
Sometimes those skeptics and people who don't believe, they talk about that we must make a leap of faith in order to believe in such a doctrine as this.
然后有些他不信的或者怀疑的人，他们就会说，哦，你要相信这些东西，你必须要有一个跳跃的，你的信心要这么很，有一个很大的飞跃，你才能够相信这些。
Yes, even after considering the infallible proofs of the resurrection, we still have to have faith to believe.
就算是我们这个看过了这些所有的这个确凿的证据，确凿无误的证据之后，我们仍然需要信心来相信。
But it's not a leap of faith into the dark. It's more like a step of faith that we take beyond the proofs.
它不是说就是说一个好像一个空洞无物这样一个跳跃的没有证据的一个跳跃的信心，而是你迈出了信心，在你看到这些确据之后，迈出了信心的一步。
How can I be sure we all ask from time to time?
我们就是时不时的会问说，我怎么可以确定呢？
Examine the evidence is one good reason, a good way to become sure.
有一个方式就是说你去再查找这些证据，这是一种方式。
Study the eyewitness reports.
就是去看当时这个真的是眼见见过这些发生的事情的见证人的他们的技术也是一种方式。
Consider the options.
然后去想一想你所能面临的选择。
Think about the possibilities.
你想想这各种可能性。
And then try to answer this question.
然后你可以试着来回答这个问题。
If there's no resurrection, what happened to the body of Jesus?
如果没有复活，那主耶稣基督的身体到哪去了？
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for the possibility of getting together to worship you this Resurrection Sunday.
主啊，我们为了今天早晨能够借着网上这种方式，能够来继续的来聚在一起来敬拜你而感谢。
Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross to forgive our sins.
谢谢你真的是为我们死在十字架上赦免我们的罪。
And thank you, Lord, for giving us such hope of eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus.
谢谢你借着复活真的是给了我们这个永生的盼望。
Lord, as we consider the infallible proofs of the resurrection, help us to grow strong in the faith of Jesus.
主啊，当我们真的是来查考真的是你复活的这种确凿的证据的时候，帮助我们的信心可以更成长，更坚定。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.